The study was conducted by the Washington, D.C. research group TRIP, which is funded by a variety of manufacturers, road builders, and other businesses. It suggests interstates save Wisconsin residents nearly $10 billion per year. According to the study, that includes $380 million in health care savings associated with fewer traffic accidents and nearly $360 million in saved time and fuel. The survey also suggested that 43% of Wisconsin's interstate roadways will be in need of significant rehab or construction a decade from now. Bob Cook, with the Wisconsin Transportation Development Association, says that's something lawmakers will have to take care of.
We cannot move forward in the state of Wisconsin under the assumption that the federal government is going to bail us out. The state legislature and state politicians have got to show leadership in this area and assume that the primary responsibility for our transportation system moving forward is going to come from the state.
If the state legislature and the governor agree, they'll have to find new revenue sources, because this past session they did away with automatic increases to the state's gas tax. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business group, says it might support diverting a portion of the sales tax specifically to roads. WMC lobbyist R.J. Perlow says his group is also open to the idea of toll roads. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.